Blog Talk Radio.
To bring me down, knock me off the mountain. I told my mom about it, she just started singing, shouting. Said my blessings coming soon, flowing like a fountain. Your face stronger through your trials and your tribulations. But give it all to God, a little time, a little patience. Name it, claim it, your joy coming in the morning time. Keep this on your mind, even on your grind. Take him with you everywhere you go to keep your soul fed. She rubs some blessed oil on my forehead. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, take control, make him whole. Joy coming forth.
About it that says that, you know, God's love is so real, and it's how his love impacts us as believers. And it doesn't matter who you are. I know some people probably got a problem with Snoop Dogg, but hey, everybody got to get saved. God can save to the uttermost. And where's it written that he can't praise God? Well, the Bible says let everything that has breath, praise you the Lord. So the only requirement to praise God is to have breath in your body. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints that is faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Belle if she would give us a word of prayer, and then we'll get into today's lesson. Hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen. Beautiful. God's love is for us. And we, and you know what? And the scripture tells us that also. So from 1 John, the 4th chapter and the 7th verse, it says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God." Verse 8 says, "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We thank you for the selection on love. And the scripture tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And Father God, we just thanking you for your love, Father God, that you look beyond our faults and you see our needs. You look beyond all the ways that we were before we had come to you, and you still loved us. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Father God. And Lord, we just ask that you would bless this broadcast, bless the listeners, those that's listening by internet, those that have called in. We ask that you will bless each and every one in a mighty way, Father God. May we draw closer to you in this word. May we accept the Holy Spirit and welcome the Holy Spirit in our life and allow the Holy Spirit to guide and direct us, Father God. We're praying for those that are sick and shut in, Father God. We're praying for the bereaved families and those that are going through. We know you're a way maker out of no way. We're thanking you for the miracles and the healings that have gone forth, Father God. We're thanking you for even our young listeners, Father God. May they have a changed heart and a changed mind and want the truth. And Father God, continue to bless our pastor and anoint him and guide him and direct him in your way, Father God. And then help us to open up our hearts and minds to receive it. In the name of Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So happy again to have each and every one of you all special guests today. But we're talking about sowing the right kind of seed. And this week we've been sowing seed, that spiritual seed, that has to do with righteousness. It has to do with love. It has to do with peace. It has to do with joy in the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost doesn't change people. So when you talk about prophesying, you're talking about preaching. When you talk about tongues, you're talking about a language. When you start talking about what God wants in terms of how this is to happen in the church, see, all of this stuff is controlled by the Spirit, and that's what we're talking about. And earlier this week, Monday, we made mention that there's only two reasons you would pray in tongues or speak in tongues. First, to edify yourself, and like we said, there's nothing wrong with that. You just don't do it in the church or around the congregation because people would think that, you know, they don't know and don't understand. And then that's tongues for the unbeliever, not for the believer. So, and then we said that, you know, it's for the church. So you're going to either edify the church or you're going to edify yourself. Now, I suggest to you, you go to God, and whatever God tells you to do, that's what you do. If he wants you to speak in tongues, which is another language, now get that. And don't forget that the 1 Corinthians 14:27 says that if you're going to pray in an unknown tongue, he said, let there be two or at the most three witnesses that they by course they may be able to interpret. In other words, if you got one person, well, that'd be our first scriptures anyway. And now somebody may ask, well, why are you saying in the book of Corinthians? Well, you see, Paul make mention of tongues as far as speaking and praying more than anybody in the New Testament. And he has such great lessons on it that you don't want to cheat yourself out of that one. So let's our first scripture be. I did say the 27th, but I think we need to go to the 26th. So let's go to 1 Corinthians 14 and 26 and 27 verses. Evangelist Sharon, I'm sorry. Pastor, your prayer was so good, honey. It blessed me. Evangelist Sharon, we'll get her back in a moment. But meanwhile, we want to go to 1 Corinthians. Read that if you will, Pastor. I appreciate it. At 1 Corinthians 14, 26, and 27.
Okay, Pastor. How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you has a psalm, has a doctrine, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation, let all things be done unto edifying. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at least the most by three, and that by course, and let one interpret. Amen. And this has been the Message Bible. Take your turn. No one person taking over. Then each speaker gets a chance to say something special from God. And you all learn from each other. If you choose to speak, you're also responsible for how and when you speak. When we worship the right way, God doesn't stir up into confusion. He brings us into harmony. This goes for all the churches, no exception. Amen.
Amen. See, the whole idea here is to maintain some kind of order, if you would. You know, some type of order in terms of when you're doing spiritual things, like what we're doing. We're speaking the word of God. Actually, this is considered a service at the world standard. But we're here teaching and learning about the word of God. It should be done in order. So that's one reason I'm teaching it like this, because I want you to understand it's not mine. It's not yours. But it belongs to God. This is God's word. And we need to be real careful how we handle this. So what does this really mean, brothers? As believers, when people gather together, somebody may have a song, somebody may have a message, somebody may have something in a total different language altogether. Well, he's not, or she's not, to just start. And if she does, or if he does, there should be at least two, no more than three interpreters. So when a person wants to do it all, they want to pray in tongues, they want to speak in tongues, they want to do the interpretation. That's not order.
All right.
Mm-hmm. See, so everything must be done, the Bible says, decent and in order. Why? So the church can grow. The church don't grow in confusion. So if a person is speaking in another language, see, I don't want to use the word tongue because people get religious with that.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying, Pastor, here? You don't want to allow people to continue to be in that frame of mind, in that sitting there. You know, because what happens is people start thinking, oh, they're talking in tongues, so all they're hearing is a bunch of jama, juma, juma, jama, 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 and nobody have no understanding. So it's important that when someone come in the congregation or come on this broadcast, for a better way of saying it, they're not going to just come on here saying, oh, I need to have two or three witnesses. And if you and if you're not going to abide by the Spirit, by the way, we're sowing seeds now. If you're not going to abide by the Spirit, then you need to cut off here, because I'm not going to go with that foolishness. It's not going to happen here. Not long as I'm in the control switch. Now you can go somewhere else with that, but not in here.
Amen.
See, because we want to be able to maintain this order. So please, just one more time. I just think it's so important that we go to 1 Corinthians 14:26-27. Evangelist Sharon got cut off a moment ago. I'm going to ask her to read it again. So then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
Pastor Beasley, I'm having technical difficulties. I can't. I'm having
no
technical
problem.
Okay.
No problem. Pastor, could you read that again? Matter of fact, read that out of the King James one more time, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. Okay. How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation? Let all things be done unto edifying. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at least the most by three, and that by course, and let one interpret. Amen.
Okay. Now, so everything done in worship service must be beneficiary to the worship. In other words, these principles that we're learning. Now, that's touching every aspect of worship. I don't care if it's singing, preaching, praying, exercising spiritual gifts, those that are contributing to the service, singing, speakers, even the reader. All of this stuff must be done in order, must have love as their chief motivator. You must understand that we are to keep harmony. You must understand we are not to cause division. We, you know, the motivation speaking usually use words pertaining to whatever the message is, but they're not to use, I like to use this term, big words or break it down. You find a lot of preachers, they'll break a word down in worship, and all that's good, brother and sister. But let me tell you what, it's to edify the body of Christ. Come on, people.
Yes.
Not yourself. Oh, well, I have a doctorate degree in this in theology, so I'm going to take this word and I'm going to break it down to the Lord. And like you want to show who you are. See, that's the difference. People that maintain the order in your worship, in your service. You don't want to be out there on the left end or the right end, when in actuality, you should be loving one another. You should be blessing one another. You ain't blessing nobody by every time you look around. You because see, when you get on down in here, you'll see if there's no interpreter, you're supposed to keep your mouth shut.
Yes.
Now I read that. It's on down in there, and you know what? Let me go on there. You got in 1 Corinthians. We got 14. I think it's 28. We did 29, right? Or did we do 26
no,
and 27?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to 28. I'll do 28. And let's go from 28 to about 33. That'd be fine. 28
okay.
Verse 33. Through verse 33.
Okay. From the King James, but if there be no interpreter, let him keep silent in the church, and let him speak to himself and to God. Let the prophet speak two or three, and let the other judge. If anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let the first hold his peace. For ye may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn, and all may be comforted. And the spirit of the prophet are subject to the prophets, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Amen.
Okay.
Would
you like to do that? Yeah.
I apologize.
Oh, no problem, sis. Okay, from the Message Bible. If prayers are offered in tongues, two or three, the limit, and then only if someone is present who can interpret what you're saying. Otherwise, keep it between God and yourself, and no more than two or three speakers at a meeting, with the rest of you listening and taking it to heart. Take your turn, no one person taking over. Then each speaker gets a chance to say something special from God, and you all learn from each other. If you choose to speak, you're also responsible for how and when you speak. When we worship the right way, God doesn't stir us up into confusion. He brings us into harmony. This goes for all the churches, no exception. Amen.
Yeah.
See, when you understand that God is a God of harmony, God is a God of peace, God is a God of love, God ain't got time for all that confusion, that foolishness. So
Amen.
He makes you real plain. If an interpreter is not present, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk to yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I read here now. You know, I want you to read the same thing. Keep silent. Keep silent meaning shut up.
Mm-hmm.
When you're
Amen.
In church or you're in the midst of the congregation, you can't change that, brothers and sisters. Now, I'm not telling you to keep. No, I'm telling you what the Bible says. If you're in the midst of a congregation or a bunch of people that the Bible called a church here, and there's not an interpreter, you need to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
That may hurt your feelings, and it's okay. Because, see, that's where the confusion come in. You trying to do a takeover. They call that a takeover spirit. You want to take over, and you want to be, you want to shine. You want to bling, 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 bling. Yeah, it ain't about you.
Amen. It's about God.
If it's truth in you. He said they should only speak to themselves and to God. Speak to yourself. Go somewhere and speak to yourself and to God. Now, on the other hand, if there are two or three people or persons there, you should speak what God has revealed unto you. And that's cool. And then people are going to decide whether, see, that's why I was telling y'all the other day. I know y'all didn't believe it was in the Bible, but it's right there. They're going to decide if you're true or not. You're going to decide if the person is right or wrong. See, because it said you can judge. You say, you know what, that ain't God. Ain't no God in there. Who are you to judge?
All
well,
right.
That is right there. It's right there. Plain as that nose on your face.
Yes.
Amen.
So first, you know, the speaker should be silent. And all of you that can, you know, take your hearts and turn it toward God and so God can give us revelation. Remember, that's what this is about. It's not about me, not about you. It's all about God, people.
Amen.
It's about God's people. Remember, this is God's gift that he gave to the body of Christ, not yours. So use it right.
Okay.
Use it properly.
Yeah,
don't allow Satan to control you in that area. Because he will do that. He always wanted to control your tongue. Always. He said, now I know, told Eve, said, now I know in the day you eat of, you shall, I know God have said, that's what it is. He said, and God have said in the day you eat of. I know God said this. He always wanted to control our speech. But you won't surely die. I know God has said that. The enemy don't want you to know what the word said. He want to take over and control it and give you his own interpretation. See? The people who speak to God has revelation or have been revealed to them things of God if it's the truth. And here's another key for you. Here's another key. So you don't never be out of order. God's going to only, the Holy Ghost going to only say what the Word of God say. The Holy Ghost going to only say what he heard the Father say. He ain't got no weird stuff for you. Now, I can tell you a few lies have been told century after century. God done told me to build this church. I ain't told you to build no church. You can't build a church. Now, you might build that building. I don't know where you got that from. But you can't build a church.
All right,
now, you said God said, go from house to house. I have a scripture for you. If God said, hey, Evangelist Sharon, we're going to come to your house, Pastor, Evangelist, Brother Smith, Evangelist Johnson, I mean, all you people here, Sister, hey, all y'all, we're going to Evangelist Sharon's house, and we're going to have service there. We're going to worship God.
All right.
People,
yeah.
That's in line with scripture. Because the Bible said they went from house to house breaking bread. See, God is into that kind of stuff. And then I have supporting scriptures like, if two or more of you would touch and agree on anything in my name, he said, I'm in the midst. So if we got there, see, a lot of stuff God honor, he just honored because of our ignorance. And I got to be honest with you. He does. But worship should be understood on these principles. In worshiping, everything must be done in harmony and with order. Even when the gifts of the Holy Spirit are being exercised, there is no excuse for this order. There is no excuse for ignorance. So when there is a chaos, the church is not allowing God to work among believers as he would like to. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
Do I need to say that again? because you might not heard what I just said. You want chaos? Mm-hmm. You get somebody start speaking in tongues and somebody else trying to interpret it and nobody else see it but them, and they're the same person interpreting is talking in tongues. You want chaos, you finna get it. You finna get, boy, you finna get some real chaos. Yeah. But God said go down there to Fayetteville and build a church. No, God said go to Ohio and build a church. No, God said go to New York. See, that's crazy.
Have mercy, Lord.
Now, if the Spirit say, yeah, you know what? Somebody else say, you know what? Yeah, man, I see that. We could go over to Evangelist Sharon and do a big barbecue, and we'll have to break bread over there, and we'll have the Word of God there for a day or two. Can you put us all up? Can you get us a hotel? See, all that kind of stuff is in line with Scripture. And then if somebody says, yeah, and then Evangelist Sharon say, yeah, you know what? Boy, God put that in my spirit, too. See, that's God's stuff, man. I'm just trying to show you the difference, brothers and sisters. Big difference.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But meanwhile, you know, I'm going to tell y'all again, I don't know how the Lord's going to lead me. I know tomorrow is Thankful Thursday, but, you know, just like last week, don't, whatever God say do, that's what we're going to do. Come and be thankful. Brother and sister, if God need us to put more emphasis on this word, we're going for it. But it ain't gonna take us all day to do anything. So come with a Thanksgiving. If you learned something this week, come. If you learned the scripture, come with Thanksgiving. Share. Let's edify one another. Let's build up one another. Let's bless one another. So, you know, I learned this from 1 Corinthians 14:30. I learned this from 1 Corinthians 14:2. I learned this from 1 Corinthians 12:3. See, just come and bring it.
Yeah. Amen.